This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Once again, it's on Talking Heads right here on Guardian 96.9 FM, the Thursday edition. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. I'll have a great conversation on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Going to talk to the executive director of OG, my good friend, Mr. Matt Aubrey. We want to have a good conversation with him. OG's got some big things going on, and we're going to chop it up on a couple of other things just that have transpired over the last couple of days. But right now, you know how I like to do it, man. I like to get you into it, get you going, get the blood flowing, get the mind working. Looking forward to a good conversation today. Lots to talk about on the front end and the back end. All right? But, you know, I want your mind working. Leave the work stress at work. Enjoy your ride. Let's have a good conversation. I want to hear from one of my talking heads. And I don't need you stressed out. I understand. Leave that work stress right where it is. You don't need to take that home. You ever realize that people who stress in your work don't take you home? Yeah. So don't let them live rent-free in your head, man. Leave it right there at work. Pick it up tomorrow when you go back. So as you get in your car and you ride, know the phone line's open so you can chime in for the brain teaser. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can chime in on the text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. We're also on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. And take us wherever you want to go. Stream us live, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right. Here's your brain teaser. And you know what you're playing for. Joker's Wild Party Passes. All right? Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Co-headliners, Michael Harrison, Ray DeVito. Yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9, Tuesday through Sunday. Right over at the beautiful Atlantis. We're located between the car and the beach. All right? 2-for-1 on all locals, like I told you. All you need is your Vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you're good to go for the show. In addition to that, you're playing for the Colonel's Chicken Sandwich, that original recipe. Yeah, that chicken burger from KFC. Oh, my goodness. Perfection. Oh, the 11 herbs and spices. Definitely finger-licking good fries, soft drink. That's up for grabs as well. And that's available for you at your favorite KFC location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right. Here's your question. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18, 50 boys, 50 girls. Survey revealed that 26% or 26 out of 100 have never tried or used these. What is it? That is your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18, 50 boys, 50 girls. Survey revealed that 26% or 26 out of 100 have never used or tried these before. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the 5 o'clock hour, top of the hour with the news to get your answers in. And for all of y'all who just jumped out, who jumped out with contraception? Come on, man. No, not condoms. Dear God. Well, y'all texting for the weirdest things today. Naughty, which chicken sandwich is off the chain? All right, listen. I love all the chicken sandwiches at KFC, but I ain't gonna lie. That 11 herb and spice original recipe joint, oh my God, off the chain. That's my favorite. I guess I'm an original, so I like originals. You know what I'm saying? No, not a geometry set. That's a good answer. Not drugs. Listen, you want piping? Pipe in 5 o'clock with the NBA picks last night, all right? Pipe on in. We all did not see Memphis pulling that out last night. Even me. And I talked to Jal before the game. He's like, Naughty man, I could come down a couple of weeks and bring down the Jokers. You can let my dad do some time at the club. I said, yeah, man. That ain't no problem, Jal. We'll work it out. Boy, Looks like he can stick around for another game or two. I don't know. When you're young and full of talent, that's what you get. You don't know no better. And that's what the Grizzlies doing right now. They know no better. And if you really look at it, the previous game they lost by three, they should have won that one. And they won last night. So who knows? You never know. Let's get back to these texts. Not postal stamps, not common sense, not a video cassette player. All good answers, but not right. Think about it. You're in the ballpark, though. Gets to Googling, and I'm sure you'll get it. Let's slide up into the headlines. Who are West making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads reminds you, they have new arrivals right now. All this week, new arrivals are coming in. Brand new shirts, large selection, casual, formal linen, chino pants on the way. All right? And definitely got to check them out on the Cuba Vera line as well. All right? And the Taylor Bird line as well. All good right there at Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out. New arrivals right now. Top Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check them out. Or check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Remember, Fine Threads for the man with good taste. All right, let's check out the headlines. And everything that's monopolizing the headlines today, and deservedly so, Grand Bahama. Carnival Cruise Line breaks ground on Newport. All right? Carnival Cruise Lines broke ground on its 200 million cruise port in Grand Bahama today. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said the East Grand Bahama project will generate 1,000 permanent jobs and hundreds of construction jobs and will play a critical role in engineering Grand Bahama's economic growth. Well, you got that going on, so you still got your cruise port. So if you look at the deals now, you can say, okay, I'm getting the cruise port, and we still got to buy it for the hotel. Now let's get the airport done. Grand Bahama picking up. Not a bad look, but you got to dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure it comes to fruition correctly. But that's great news, as well as, you know, on the heels of yesterday and partially into today, the new deal for the Grand Lucayan, started by Jasper Ward in today's Guardian. And like I said, the government has agreed, we knew yesterday, that they agreed to sell the Grand Lucayan Resort on Grand Bahama to the Electra American Hospitality Group for $100 million. Now that you've had a chance to hear about it, digest it, see how they come out with it, what do you think about the deal? Chime on in, my talking heads, and let me know. I think it's a good deal. If we get it right and stick to it with all the, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, I think it has potential. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, dude, little brother.
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
Everything fine?
I'm good, my brother. What you got for me today?
Man, I think it's a great deal, but the fact of the matter is, right, now what a lot of people don't understand, they say that's a 60-day something, right? They're getting, the final paperwork.
Now, it's a subject for due diligence to be done and make sure everything's done, but no later than 120 days to make sure the sale is complete.
No, they say 60.
Well, first is a due diligence period of 60 days, JJ.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, 60 days, no later than 120 days.
Exactly, so I don't want to see people got to understand that is no quick fix, but thank God to get it done and off the ground. The government makes some profit. They get $40 million profit. So I just hope that somebody goes in the consolidated fund. They have 60 people in Leaky Roof and all the family of islands. But not even, see, but my thing is, right, people got to understand they need to learn to read, right, and stop talking rhetoric in these chat groups. That people money, people didn't sign up like that. The airport need to fix everything.
No, but JJ, if you look at Grand Bahama, right? They got you got to put a check mark next to the Grand Lucayan right now, okay? Now they've got the buyer. You got to see it pan out, but once they do the due diligence and it plays out, check it off. They got the buyer. They got the hotel, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Cooper, on the heels of that Grand Lucayan deal, said by 2025, on par with the completion of that Grand Lucayan project, the airport will now be on par as well.
Exactly. So it'll take a little while.
But now you have all that time to start planning your airlift providers. Mm-hmm. You get ahead of the game. You have your deals made. So when it is open, we have direct airlift supply from North America, which is the United States, Canada, Europe, and the Caribbean.
Exactly.
And have flights directly into Freeport. Cut out Nassau as the middleman. We don't need that traffic at the airport. I mean, especially if you get out of airport, they could take the capacity in Freeport. Direct flights in there. Direct injection into the economy. and rebound Freeport. Let it be the magic city that we all know when we were younger. Freeport was the hustle and bustle,
so,
man.
Hey, Nori, and so many people go back to Abaco and Guamba and leave my small island.
And JJ, you know you heard Roscoe and Ken on Monday. Abaco still got a lot of red tape, so they got to get the red tape and let Abaconians get back to Abaco. They know what they doing. They just want to be able to get to fixing it. They don't need no help. They just need the red tape out there, and they'll take care of it.
Well, you and me know, if the brave two, what he has up to, Nori, he was the past. Just govern.
Do it right, and make your legacy one of doing and one of positive change.
Yeah, no more talking. Thanks, my little brother.
All right, my brother, you be safe. We talk soon.
Yeah, man.
All right, so definitely, Grand Bahama occupying the headlines. But if you look at it, it's kind of a domino effect. You got the airport, you got the hotel, the airport. Get the hospital up to snuff. You have the cruise port coming online. There is no reason not to drop the ball. I look like this in a football analogy. The ball has bounced. You've picked it up on the kickoff. Hold on tight and run. There's a lane. You got daylight. Get as much positive yardage as you can. Do not drop this ball, especially for Freeport's sake. Because let's be honest, they've been overlooked by past administrations, both FNM and PLP. A lot of empty campaign promises along the way. At this stage of the game, On top of the fact that I have family in Freeport and friends in Freeport, Freeport needs it, regardless of political affiliation right now. Stop politicizing it. It's a deal. It's done. Let it play out. Let's hold the administration accountable to the sense that make sure it's done correctly. I's dotted, T's crossed. No loopholes. And let it play out. You have to look at the pros and the cons of this and how it benefits Bahamians in general, regardless of political affiliation. Can't politicize certain things right now. Not with the economy the way it is, coming off a pandemic, and the fact that Freeport needs this revitalization. So at the end of the day, we all Bahamians on this one. We all stand to benefit. So we got to make sure that's done right. All right, let's check out some of these answers. Not the stub, not the cassette player, not the CD player. That too, don't get sacked or tackled, however you want to make it. I was referring to a fumble, but if you want to throw in a sack reference or a tackle, if that works for you, football junkie, long out of football season, jonesing for football post-draft, I got you. Whatever works for you, brother. A razor, a calculator, no. Laptops, slate, crayon, no, you're way off. Not a radio. Y'all don't think of anything to play with, huh? Y'all don't thinking about having fun. Cigarettes, nope. Public transportation, postal stamps, nope. Not cigarettes. None of the above. Not a broom and a mop. I agree with you there. Razor, common sense, no. None of the above. Well, you're all over the place today. Look like I could stomp you all again today. So chime on in and let me know what you think about the deal in Grand Bahama. I think it's lining up to be beneficial, but we have to see it all the way through. And, as we slide into the buzz, brought to you by John's Shoes. John's reminds you, in addition to new arrivals every Monday, your fast fashions, your workwear, all the accessories to match. John's now has small home appliances as well. Cookware, small home appliances available for you, in addition to a large selection for your kids as well. Don't forget formal, casual, athletic. All of that at John's, both locations. All right, so check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Today, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
No better than the blind one, better known as the pauper. How you doing?
The pauper, what's going on, my brother? All is well with you and yours?
Yeah, man, thank God for life as usual.
Always, man. So what you got for me today?
Good afternoon to your listeners, too. I don't want to say something on sports before I say something about what was in the news. I don't know if you done read it in the papers, which is going over just now. The other day, some of us are betting people, but I didn't do no betting on it, but I was saying, boy, you think Naughty right? I think it was a couple of days ago, you say, when we ran just to the 10% thing, right, you say, go with Philly over Miami.
Yeah, but I got slapped up on that one, man. I rolled the dice on that one,
Yeah. So that said you was right?
I was right on one of them and wrong on that one. And last night I was 0-2. Boston let me down. And the Grizzlies let me down because I can be honest with you, I didn't really foresee that 40-point boogie smacking last night, but they laid on Golden State. and without Ja Morant, but they was up by 50 most of the game. I was shocked.
So it's Golden State down 2 now?
No, Golden State is up 3-2.
Okay, that's expected from some us. Listen, Earl the Pearl, you was talking with him, and he's talking about this Booker fellow.
This who?
Booker.
Oh, Booker from Phoenix, man.
Okay, so listen, is he the same person who they talking about? You know, when I could have seen, I lose my sight in 89, but I could have seen before. And I believe I might have slipped and see Joe Dumars playing or following him whilst I was blind, because I still swallow basketball, although I can't see, right?
Uh-huh.
And Joe Dumars, he don't play the Booker fellow, he ain't the
no, no,
fellow.
No. Booker came in the league recently, you know, in the last 5 years or so.
He don't play like the Joe Dumars fellow?
Oh, no. You asking me if his game is comparable to Joe Dumars?
He's Hall of Fame Joe Dumars.
No, man, because you know why? He don't have an ounce of defense like Joe Dumars.
Oh.
And you know Joe was predicated, his game is predicated on defense. But
okay.
Joe is a good passer and Joe is a good shooter. Now,
yeah, but I hear him talking good about this Booker fella too, you know, saying he good.
He more like Vinny the Microwave Johnson, if you want to make a Detroit Piston comparison. Instant offense. He'll shoot it up. He never met a jump shot he didn't like.
For real. But that Joe Dumars was something else, eh?
Boy, Joe was good, man. When he asked Michael Jordan his top three defenders of all time, when he played, like, who was the hardest night in and night out, Joe Dumars was one. Stacey Augman was two, my good friend. And Michael Cooper was number three. That was the top three names he named as far as, like, dealing with him night in and night out playing defense. He said he hated Joe Dumars. And I came from Jordan.
Hey, Naughty Beast, enjoy listening to you and Earl Pearl and other fellas, them and they. We talking about the sports, them the what you call it, the local sports and the international sports, especially when you follow in with a boy named for the Marlins, the Bahamian.
You mean Jesserado Chisholm Jr., Jazz?
Yeah.
We can talk about Jazz coming up in a 5 o'clock hour. We can also talk about
Naughty. This thing with Michael Alkidis, them and the Watt and stuff and. Lately, I don't know if you went over it in the papers yet, or you can read it. Maybe
I read it and I feel it. I mean, what you mean?
Yeah, they talk about the price going up on some things like flour and West, and like oil and stuff like that, cooking oil and stuff like that.
All of that. You're gonna see about five or six more items with a price increase on there that are supposed to be allegedly breadbasket items. Yeah,
that was expected. Some things I think the government have control over. They can do some things, and some things they couldn't do. Not they can't do nothing about it. This flour going up and everything, and the war and everything. I think it was expected. Even Rupert Roberts and Super Wild, you didn't mention that from last year. The early part of this year, we should be expecting these things. And I like the part where Super Wild, you or Rupert Roberts was quoted in the news saying, take the water off the breadbasket items. Now, this thing with it going up, people, I know, it, like people say, with the fire turning up and they really messing up now. This one, I believe they don't have control over it. But what they could do is add more important or... good things what are good for us, from
healthier items. Healthier items.
Important things for the baby and everything. Add more of those stuff them on the bread basket items, and think about taking the water off of them. You know, the medicine and insurance and stuff like that. Bite the bullet and just do it. You understand what I'm saying? So I hear Michael talking and stuff and saying they're coming up with a plan. But some things, people, they really don't have control over this price going up on the wheat and the flour and stuff like that.
I don't think they're going to
take the water off the bread basket items, Naughty.
I don't think they're going to do it, though.
But they don't have to do it. No, they could do what they want to. But we keep speaking out, and they just need to stop insulting our integrity. People like Michael Alkidis, Mike talk garbage sometimes, hogwash or this mouth when he talk about the noise just coming from the political corner. Don't get us mixed up with the opposition or the FNM or them saying it. They might be looking for goalie play. They might be trying to like say, well, yeah, we can get them on this because we had it off and we could do this and stuff. But no, the people feeling it. So on behalf of the people, we'll always speak out in spite of us being of a certain political. Conversation or a new day government or whatsoever, they could take the water off the dam.
All right, man, be safe. Papa got a little party mode there, Dan, but I understand Papa's passion and conviction. And but that's what you got to keep doing. You got to keep agitating. And at the end of the day, though, like Papa said, we're all Bahamians at the end of the day, regardless of political affiliation. So things need to work for FNMs just like they need to work for PLPs, for undecideds, for independents. All right? And that's how we get better. You find a common ground and you agitate for those positive changes. And then, you know, agree to disagree on the stuff you can't agree on. We're going to take the first break right here on Talking Heads, all brought to you, of course, by our great sponsors. We're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, I'll come right back at you. We'll deal with the global warming, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And then we'll get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with my special guest, Executive Director of WOG, Mr. Matt Aubrey. All coming up on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's been 2 long years.
Yes, Bahamas, 2 long years, but we are back.
Alpha Sounds Promotions and Click Platinum presents the return of Survival Weekend.
Carnival Saturday.
Saturday, May the 21st at the Carnival Grounds, Queen Elizabeth Sports Center.
Featuring the Queen of Soca, Allison Hines, the Queen of Bacchanal, Destra, Nadia Botson, and the Soca Diva, Patrice Roberts.
I go drink water and mind my business.
Along with our very own Wendy, Patrice Morrell, Nishi LS, Ebony, and Latia.
And on Sunday, performing at the Cool Effect, Nessa Preppy. Nyla Blackman and Franchon, hosted by the Wassy One, Lady D, Erin Rain.
And me, the Natural Empress. Get your tickets today online at BahamasEtickets.com. Alpha Sounds Promotions and Click Platinum. The return of Survival Weekend.
Dunkin' is serving a breakfast that is extra special. Dunkin' Omelette Bites. This Dunkin' spin on a classic breakfast favorite makes your breakfast game strong with protein-packed egg bites, available in 2 delicious flavors. Try the savory bacon and cheddar omelette bites or the egg white and veggie omelette bites with tomatoes, spinach, and a 4-cheese blend. Dunkin' Omelette Bites and our new brown sugar cookie flavor coffee makes an unbeatable breakfast to get your morning cracking. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
John's Shoes and Accessories specialize in all types of footwear for the entire family at affordable prices. They also provide a wide selection of bags, purses, clutches, wallets, fashion jewelry, belts, socks, and stockings. John's Shoes and Accessories has 2 locations to serve you, Rosetta Street, Palmdale, and the John's Plaza on Carmichael Road. Check that beautiful outfit you have in the closet out to see if you need any accessories and head on down to John's Shoe Store this week.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has 3 tasty options that are both big on taste and value with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with 3 pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah, you got it locked and loaded to Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio at 96.9 FM. We continue right now, midway through the 4 o'clock hour. 4:38 p.m. is the time. Let me check the text lines real quick, and let me let you know we have a winner, all right? We do have a winner. I got a call during the break, but we do have a winner, all right? So big up to Big Al. Great guess, too. The actual answer was roller skates or a skateboard. And Big Al chimed in with skateboard, so I'll let you get it, Big Al. Roller skates or skateboard, that's what I was looking for. 26% of our Bahamian teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18, 50 boys, 50 girls, have never used roller skates or skateboard. And to those 26 kids, how boring is your existence? How lame is your life? You have not lived until you got like road burn or big scratch God forbid you break something doing something off a ramp with a skateboard. I know, that probably scares you. I understand. If you ever want to hear some good skateboard stories, call Uncle Naughty. I'll tell you how to make a ramp and all of that. And if the bone ain't sticking out, how to use duct tape to fix a broken bone. But if the bone's sticking out, I can't help you. Seek medical attention right away. All right, let me check some other texts. So congratulations to Big Al. We do have a winner, all right? And you can come and collect your prize at The Guardian. All right, let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty, good day. I am not overly excited about the hotel sale in Grand Bahama. It was announced under the Christie administration. It was announced under the Minnis administration. Now this. Until I see cement blocks and wood in action, it doesn't matter to me. We've been here many, 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 many times before. All right. I take it that's from Freeport. Naughty, what kind of recessions will this company get, Electra America? What will they be getting? Because you know people will be running on with that 2 years after the hotel is open. Here's another one. Also, I want people to prepare themselves for the upcoming hurricane season because shipping containers are doubling, so food and building materials are going to go skyrocket high. The word to the wise should be sufficient, so prepare for hurricane now because the government will not be able to control this. All right, well, hey, I'm glad you think that 26% of teenagers surveyed have never skated. Why didn't you put it as your answer? That's what my question is. If you thought it, why didn't you put it? All right, let's check out The Global Woman. What's Eating Up the Planet in 60 Seconds or Less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, big news from KFC Nassau. You hear me talking about it. Some of you texted me off air, called off it. It is true. All right, it is real. KFC drive-thru is open and frying until midnight. That's right. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken and it's midnight, all right? And that's a good look, man. KFC Nassau is always finger-licking good, and they open till midnight. That's what I call winner-winner chicken dinner right there. Yes, indeed. All right, so let's check out the woman real quick, and then we get up into Madunkin doing this coffee break with Mr. Matt Aubrey. Today's celebrity COVID case, Bill Gates. Bill Gates tested positive for COVID today. All right. There were 15.8 million average viewers for NBC's Kentucky Derby coverage on Saturday, the race's biggest TV audience in 3 years. Law and Order and Law and Order Organized Crime have both been renewed at NBC, so breathe a sigh of relief. The Judd family will honor Naomi's life with Naomi Judd, a River of Time celebration on CMT this Sunday. It'll start at 6 p.m. for all you country music fans. The director confirms that neither Meg Ryan or Kelly McGillis were invited to be in the new Top Gun Maverick film. A Julia Child documentary is coming to CNN later this month. Joe Buck will host an alternate PGA Championship telecast on ESPN. Apple says its iPod Touch will just fade into the history books. They'll sell the iPods they've still got, but when they're gone, they're gone. Now this talk of Queen Elizabeth abdicating her throne to Prince Charles after celebrating her jubilee. And finally, Elon Musk says once he owns Twitter, he will lift the ban on Donald Trump. He also wants to put the Marcos family back in power in the Philippines. Fernando Marcos Jr. has been elected their new president. So you can't do that anymore, Elon. What type of outer space marijuana are you smoking? That's what I really need to know. Wow. All right, that's a wrap right there on Your Global Woman, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And I repeat the answer for the late texters. It was roller skates or a skateboard, all right? Now that we got that out of the way, let's start getting them Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And people, let me remind you, it is all about those Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers, all right? Yep, go coconuts for Dunkin's new coconut refreshers, non-dairy and loaded with B vitamins for a tropical twist. It's just the right amount of fruit sweetness and creamy coconut milk. All right, pink strawberry, golden peach, and purple pomegranate. I endorse that purple pomegranate. It's off the chain. You know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin', and they're waiting on you along with the donuts at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location where we're going to be live tomorrow, and out there at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, no stranger to the show. Glad to see him again. Glad to have him back, my good friend. You know, the executive director of ORG, Mr. Matt Aubrey. How are you, Matt? How goes it?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having us today.
Man, no worries, man. You know, mi casa es tu casa. And I see you guys are doing something big, and I'm always interested in keeping my eye on what's going on with Oregon. I see you have the path to economic fiscal sustainability. It's a roundtable discussion going on the 19th of May.
On the 19th
of May. We got a lot
May.
To talk about, but I mean, not off the top. No, I like that.
That's jumped out. Well, as you know, Org works in four different spaces: accountable governance, education reform, economic development, and civil society capacity building. So today we're here to talk about the latter two. So economic development is so crucial. We're coming out of the impact of Hurricane Dorian. We're coming out of the impact of COVID-19. We need, you know, we're seeing some momentum that's starting to gather, but at the same time, challenges like what's going on in Ukraine and inflation are hitting us in big ways. But this level of recovery, pushing forward so that our country becomes more sustainable, so that we don't leave our kids with something that they can't handle, is crucial. And so this is a very important conversation. Hubert Edwards, who has a esteemed show here at Guardian, but
part
is also
of the team, part of the team, no stranger,
but also is part of the org team. He heads up our economic development committee. And his brainchild in sitting on the committee was, maybe it's time to have a good conversation about where we're going and what needs to happen. And no better time, because this is in advance of the government's debate on the 2022-23 budget. So on the 19th...
The budget. Will the we budget, ever get to see it? Will it ever hit?
There's always lots of opportunities, and we'll talk about ways to do that. But on the 19th, Hubert will be hosting the Minister of Economic Affairs, Senator Michael Halkidis.
And I'm sure you'll convey Pauper's message on the side. You can and let him know on behalf of Pauper, you know.
We'll do it on the side, not on air.
Of course. Do that for me, man. I'm sure Pauper will appreciate that.
We also will be having Gowan Bo, who's the CEO of Fidelity Group. Gowan is an incredible...
Good old St. Andrews alumni right there. That's Gowan, man. That's one of the crew right there.
And we also will have Maria Ducaran, who is a renowned Caribbean economist and consultant.
Correct.
So she's going to come and talk about her thoughts related to the region. So what this is a free online opportunity. Folks can go to the org website at orgbahamas.com/roundtable, and you can go ahead and sign up, make sure that you're registered so that you'll get all the advance notice, you'll get information, and you'll even have a chance to put your questions forward so that the panelists can comment on those questions. But the dialogue is really looking at how do we keep this economic growth going? What are the types of policies and investments that we need to make sure that more Bahamians do better?
And I think it's good, because in a roundtable, you get a broad cross-section of the community that can come out there, because it affects everybody in a different way, and a different bearing.
And I think there's so much information. You read the paper on a daily basis, and there's lots of stuff to come to. But this is an opportunity to get more of an integrated, discussed model where we can see, you know, people's perspectives coming from different places and giving you a sense. So the goal ultimately, though, is to let the public have an insight of the types of things that they should be aware of when they start to see and follow the budget debate as it goes forward. Because it's only just a couple of weeks or a week or so before when the budget is scheduled to be debated.
And that's important. I think this allows people to get some more insight as to what to look for going forward with a budget.
We tend to think that the budget is kind of this, you know, big entity, and we don't always see how connected it is to ourselves, our families, our communities. But the numbers that they present and the discussions that they have relate down to very specific and tangible things that affect your lives, things that are the state of the roads in your community, that affect the education system and the challenges that we've come through COVID and how we get our kids back into a learning model that's effective, how we take care of the pension models that we're all got lots of questions on lately, how there's focus on, you know, lots of discussion on climate change, how we make sure that those types of things like those carbon credits start to happen, and where we can invest in key areas like technology and development of new businesses for small business folks in our communities. So these are key things to think about, and the 19th gives you a chance to really start to rev the engine up. And then there's lots of other tools that Org has, free online tools where you can also keep yourself involved going forward.
How important is it to stay abreast? And I know I tend to try to do it. You know, my family tries to do it. My wife and I try to do it. But a lot of people are busy. A lot of people have been affected by the pandemic. But what are some of the ways that just the regular Joe public can use this forum to actually, like, track where we're going? Because a lot of times you talk with people and it's like, wow, I didn't realize that.
Right. So I think first, our tagline at Org is get informed and get involved. And I think this is a great opportunity to start that process related to the budget. So on the 19th, you can go ahead and register to be a part of that process. Because get your questions in.
I'm looking at some of the panelists, you know, and I've had the opportunity and the pleasure to be on panels with them before. I see them on panels, interview them. And I know them to be very candid. I mean, I think, you know, without a doubt, Mr. Michael Alkitas
right.
will be candid and he'll answer it for what it is. And he'll give you the breakdown.
I think we saw that in today's Guardian.
You might not like what he say how the numbers go, but hey, it is what it is. But if anybody could deal with bad numbers or good numbers, it's a Dolphin fan. So, you know, I rely on Mr. Alkitas' word. Gowan Bo has always been open.
Right.
And what I like about Gowan, if he has to break it down, he don't mind breaking it down. So if you're at that panel and you have a question for Mr. Bo, don't feel you have to present it in a way, meat and potatoes. Real simple. He'll get down from you know, Joe Public to the top of the government house. He don't matter. He knows how to communicate. And the important thing is to use this forum to find out exactly what you need to know and how this is going to affect you. And then you have a great mind from the region. And I want to say a name correctly. Is it Dukaran, right?
Dukaran.
Dukaran. I've seen, she's written columns. She's written op-ed pieces. She's been very influential within the region.
No, she's a very, very smart person. And she understands the perspectives. Not only she pays attention to the Bahamas, but the region. And I think that's important because we don't exist outside, just on our own.
Exactly.
Sets.
We need to know the landscape of the region. How is that being affected?
And she comes in with a perspective. You know, you see a lot of information. You'll read about what the IMF says or what Moody's says or what the World Bank says. And she comes with a perspective that's grounded in what's going on in the Caribbean and what are the opportunities. She's familiar with things like our digital asset movement. She's familiar with a lot of those types of concepts. So she's going to be able to bring that perspective in. And I think what you'll hear is really key different perspectives that are reflected. And then obviously Hubert is quite well-versed in all of this. And he also, like Gowan, helps to translate bigger picture things that may seem more of kind of in economist language down to very understandable, tangible concepts.
And I think that's the important thing. So I saw that, and that's one thing that jumped out. I said, it's a great panel, and I know Org does a great job in breaking it down. But if you look, and I'm not trying to stir the waters here. I'm not really. But this is something that's going to provide a lot of information. But shouldn't we have a viable Freedom of Information Act at this point where we don't have to rely on panels like this to painstakingly get the information that it should be available to us ahead of time? So when we have panels like this, we go in a little more aware.
I think that's a leading process. Question, counselor. You know I want that.
Me leading?
But what I'll say is Org is very focused on things that are actionable. And you know we've been pushing this like you have from a long way back. We hosted a forum earlier this year where the Freedom of Information Unit, the commissioner, retired Justice Keith Thompson, and his team came forward and they talked about the fact that in the course of this year, there are 10 agencies that are to be able to receive requests for freedom of information and respond. So what they're doing now is they're working with each of those agencies to make sure that they have the digital infrastructure, that they have the systems in place, that people in those agencies will be trained as they're supposed to in the law to be those information officers. Because you're not going to be going asking the commissioner or the freedom of information for information. You actually get to go directly to the part of government that you want information from, and you'll make your request and get information from that. The Freedom of Information Unit will track those requests to make sure that they're responded. And if you, for some reason, are told that you can't have that information for a few different reasons that are in the law, you can go back to the Freedom of Information Unit and say, hey, we were told we couldn't get this information. Can you please look at this and make an evaluation if, in fact, that is accurate and within the law, within the parameters of the law, which is really supposed to be geared towards more the public interest versus the national security of
what
the
is
country.
What is this framework and guidelines you talk of there, Matt? I'm not familiar with this. This is
there in the law.
What is this utopia you talk of? We're going to go to a break right now on Talking Heads. We'll pick up the conversation with Matt Aubrey, Executive Director of Org, on the flip side of the break right here at Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Thursday edition. Don't touch it.
Crew.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
With fine style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Continuing the conversation with Mr. Matt Aubrey, Executive Director of ORG, and just touched on the actual seminar or roundtable that they're having, which I think is really good stuff, because I think the community needs to get more involved, and especially when it comes to economic sustainability, because a lot of people have become entrepreneurial because of the pandemic. They've become pandemic entrepreneurs. A lot of have said, you know what, I ended up finding out my niche. I like it. But now they're faced with different hurdles and different obstacles. And I want people to know the importance of this roundtable. It is from the smallest business to the biggest business. You could find out exactly what's going on, where we're going. Ask the right questions.
And that's the real power, is finding out folks who have the technical expertise, but ultimately making your own decision and then raising your voice to be a part of that. So we're doing it in advance of the budget. So to arm people with information, so that they can express their interests. When the budget debate goes on, the Prime Minister presents the budget, that's a key opportunity to reach out to those elected officials that you've put in place to represent you and tell them your thoughts on it. Do you like this? Is this a key area? Do you see that this area has been invested enough in? What about these questions? What about these types of things? It should be an ongoing dialogue. It shouldn't be sitting back and just watching the show. Your input is critical. So ORG does a lot to support that. We have some online resources and tools, whether it be our Access Parliament platform, where you can actually find out who's going to be debating what in Parliament and when. It also has links so you can actually watch for yourself. Our Policy Review Center, where we'll be posting all the information that comes forward, the budget and everything. And it actually has a feature where you can put your comments in, and we will share those with government, opposition, parliamentarians, We'll also have opportunities for you to kind of follow along and educate yourself on budget terms. Org has a website called Be Clear Bahamas, which is about fiscal transparency, but it has a lot of the terms to prepare you to make sure that as you're hearing different things or understanding the process, you're ready to go. And if we make it a more inclusive and involved and participatory process, then you have greater assurance that the decisions and the way that government is going to spend the monies, which are your monies, is going to be to your interest. If you sit back and just see what happens, likely the things that happen aren't going to be in line with exactly what you want.
All right, so we're going to get ready to get to the news, but on the flip side of the news, we're going to pick up the conversation because we don't just want to talk about the round table. And we'll give you the information again when we wrap up with Matt on how you can get out there and join the Zoom. All right, it's real easy, www.orgbahamas.com/roundtable. It's on the 19th of May, 7 p.m., and it's a Zoom. So you could do it from your living room. You could even have a cocktail and, you know, some popcorn and just, you know, kick your feet up. But we do have some other things to talk about right on the flip side of the news with Matt. And I think this is very interesting. I saw this as well. Have you benefited from a local nonprofit or non-governmental organization? That's a very interesting topic that I do want to touch on because there's a lot of noise in the market, like about, you know, nonprofits.
Well, what we know is that...
And whether people benefit or not. Right. And I think that's the importance, really tapping into that.
But we know that there are so many organizations that are out there doing incredibly powerful work in our communities. And we don't always have a sense of what are they doing. And we don't have a way to necessarily monitor that. So our hope is we can get a better understanding of the impact of these organizations and find out what they need to be able to do more of that work. Because we know, and government's already admitted, that they need support in these areas too.
So that's a good conversation we're going to pick up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads. We're going to go to the news right now, but on the flip side of the news, we'll pick it up right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It's a Thursday edition with my good friend, the executive director of VOG, Mr. Matt Aubrey. It continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahama, quality.
Back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Thursday edition. Yours truly, Naughty Indie Company, along with my good friend and my guest today, Executive Director of ORG, Mr. Matt Aubrey. And I had a good conversation coming into the break and picking it up now on the flip side of the break. There's something else that's going on with ORG that I definitely want to, you know, bring to people's awareness because there's a lot of noise in the market, especially when it comes to nonprofit organizations. And I see that ORG is put out the question, have you benefited from a local nonprofit or non-governmental organization? All you have to do is take a survey, all right? And once you take the survey, you're going to be entered to win one of two $250 prizes, gift certificate or cash,
and the first of those will actually be pulled this weekend.
There you go.
So we want to encourage everybody to take the survey. Not-for-profit organizations are a key part of our community. So many of those organizations, you haven't even think about them, but the Salvation Army and Hands for Hunger and Lend a Hand and Idea Relief and Friends of the Environment and all. I mean, there's just, when we actually looked at a list, there's over 1,000 of these organizations in
Correct.
Our communities.
That kind of, when we spoke the last time and you brought that up, I was like, wow, when you really sit down and think that, wow.
And the work that they're doing, they do, I would think, very quietly, in truth. I mean, these groups are
and
organized.
And a lot of them have their niche, have their specialty,
yep.
you know, thing that they go after, their platform, their cause. So it's not that you got three or four of the same
right.
kind of a nonprofits, and we need to have as many as we can, or at least put them in a position to get the support they need from the community and from the government.
Well, I always tell this story. There was an organization that used to do BRCA gene screening. You know, BRCA gene is that incident, that gene that tells you if there's an incidence of breast cancer. And this group was going into the community, and they would do for $200 a very comprehensive screening for women who didn't have the means to be able to do it on their own. And they would tell them not only, you know, if they had a potential risk, but they would also give them, you know, nutritional information and things that they could do to actually make sure that they didn't develop any challenges. and they weren't able to sustain. And unfortunately, now they're not around. And the result is now folks that might have been addressed through that program might now not catch something early and end up in PMH in an emergency circumstance. So you're talking about a $200 investment versus a $20,000 public health cost, not to even think about what the impact on the families are. So we want to be thinking about these not-for-profits in our community, and it's groups that are working to help our youth. It's groups that are working to help folks around the issues of gender-based violence. It's groups that are working to help to save the environment, to ensure that our culture lives on. We just talked about it during the break. Folks that are working to give our kids sports skills. The groups that are looking like org to address governance and social justice issues, like Rise Bahamas. It's the groups that are actually associated with a lot of the churches. You know, we've done some great work with the Church of God of Prophecy of Pinedale, and the work that they're doing in their music program for kids and their hunger programs for folks in those communities is absolutely crucial in 8 Mile Rock. So we wanted to understand how are these organizations having an impact here in the Bahamas. So we've crafted this survey, and you can check the survey out if you go to org.bahamas/NPO impact. And the survey is not long, but we want you to go on there and take the survey. It asks 10 questions or so that ask about if you've had an interaction with a not-for-profit, if it's benefited you, and if so, how, or if there's other challenges that you also want to talk about. And the survey, when you were to incentivize you to take the survey, you're going to be entered to win one of two $250 prizes. So it's an opportunity to get rewarded for doing something good. So we encourage everyone to go and check out the survey. You can also follow us on Facebook at Org Bahamas Foundation, and you'll find the survey through there because we do a lot of postings on it. So we want to make sure that we get your input, and we want to make sure that everyone has a chance to weigh in. So if you have a favorite organization, make sure you take this survey to let us know how does that organization help you or help your community or help your family, and what ways has that been done. All that information will be put into a study on what is the impact of organizations like these in our country. So we can share that with the public. We can share it with government. We can share it with folks to understand not only what are these groups doing, but what might they need to do more. What we see in countries across the world is that not-for-profits play a critical role, particularly for our most vulnerable, for folks with disabilities, for our seniors, for children, for areas like ours that are going to suffer greatly if the climate continues to erode. So how do we then understand these groups and what they're doing to make sure that they can work hand in hand with government and private sector and ensure that the things that are necessary to make sure our communities and our country are successful are supported and understood in the best way possible?
All right, Matt. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, Matt. Because you know we got to get up into the sports right now, but and my producer gave me the way. But I do want to thank you because it's important that OAG continues to do what you guys are doing because I think it's very pertinent and very relevant. We need it. A lot of times when you turn around, I think, man, let me ask Matt. Let me call the OAG. Let me see what they did. Did they do something on it? Because the information is there, and I think in 2022, Bahamians, surprisingly, a lot of people don't realize this. A lot of people want information at their fingertips, meaning this bothers me. I want to check on this. Mm-hmm. Or is this good? Wow, this is too good. Let me check it. How can I benefit from that? Is this benefiting me? These are the questions that are popping up from a broad cross-section of our citizenry. So I think they need to start embracing models like OAG and the other nonprofits to get out there and seek the information that's readily available. Sometimes they don't know how to find it.
Well, first off, you know we consider you official part of our organization.
Yes, man, you know that.
So you know that.
I'm honorary. Some people get honorary doctorates. I get honorary memberships. That's how it rolls.
But people can check us out. Again, they can follow us on Facebook at Org Bahamas Foundation. You can look at our website, which is www.orgbahamas.com. You can give us a call at 477-3134. Send an email to info@orgbahamas.com. We have a lot of free resources. Everything is free and available to the public. We share information with all stakeholders. We realize that part of the important part of good governance is making sure that our citizens can connect with government and make sure that the system works for you. So our hope is that we give services and resources to build and strengthen your ability to ensure that the government is doing what you want for you and your family and your community. So thank you so much for having us again.
No problem, man.
We'll see you, I'm sure, soon, but check us out on the 19th.
Yes, I'll definitely be a part of it on the 19th. I'll try to zoom in before I go to Joker's. But like I said, thank you for stopping by as always. Appreciate you keeping us in the loop on everything. And whenever you have anything else to discuss, you know, mi casa es tu casa.
Appreciate it, sir.
All the best to the family. We're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm on the flip side of the break. Earl the Pearl is in the building. And listen, I didn't see it coming. He didn't see it coming. Everybody else who called in and agreed with me and gave me condolences yesterday and say, ah, oh, my naughty. Yeah, man, I wanted to see your boy Ja Morant go down fighting and swinging, but he got the knee bruise and the Golden State could put you to sleep. And by God, I didn't even watch until I got home from Joker's and I walked through the house and my sons were like, you ain't gonna believe this, Pops, but Memphis up by 50. I said, what? And then I had to finish watch it. And it was a good thing. I didn't see it coming, but you know what? I'll take it. We're talking about it on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All sports on the flip side coming up. Don't touch it.
Dunkin' is serving a breakfast that is extra special. Dunkin' Omelet Bites. This Dunkin' spin on a classic breakfast favorite makes your breakfast game strong with protein-packed egg bites available in two delicious flavors. Try the savory bacon and cheddar omelet bites or the egg white and veggie omelet bites with tomatoes, spinach, and a four cheese blend. Dunkin' Omelet Bites and our new brown sugar cookie flavor coffee makes an unbeatable breakfast to get your morning cracking. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
John's Shoes and Accessories specialize in all types of footwear for the entire family at affordable prices. They also provide a wide selection of bags, purses, clutches, wallets, fashion jewelry, belts, socks, and stockings. John's Shoes and Accessories has two locations to serve you, Rosetta Street, Palmdale, and the John's Plaza on Carmichael Road. Check that beautiful outfit you have in the closet out to see if you need any accessories and head on down to John's Shoe Store this week.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, 520's the time. And we have Earl the Pearl in the building. What's up, Pearly? What's going on, my brother?
Right here.
Boy, look here now.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, look here, I didn't foresee the 40-point blowout from the Grizzlies last night, but you darn Skippy, you know I'm going to take it, right?
I was like, yeah, all right, this one finished. Yeah.
Listen.
All right. Hello?
Purdy.
I watched the first game. I was so intrigued by the first game. I didn't really watch the second game. And when I turned over, I was like, oh my goodness, look.
Purdy, I can tell you, a word of lie, right? I was sitting in the back of Jokers, and you know that old spiritual was playing, that old hymn, for it's all right, for it's all right, for we are in our Savior's care, for it's all right. You know that one, right?
Yeah.
I said, let me have a Jack Daniels and salute my boy Ja Morant. You know, Kobe dead, oh Lord. One time for Kobe, Ja knee bruised. Anyhow, we can go silently into the night tonight, but you know what my story could be. If Ja wasn't injured, we would have gone down swinging, we would have won. When I got home, you know who was sudgeon? Stat Boy. Stat Boy was hot. And I said, well, hold on, Giannis, them one, why he's playing such a man? I look. Memphis up by 40. And you know, ever since my you know, departure from you know, self-imposed Laker exile, and I become a professing Ja Morantifarian, you know, Stat Boy is hot with me. He hot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because he said, hey, I look at Ja like how you look at LeBron, man. He got skinny legs. How is he doing this? I mean, he's a great player, but he's all hype. And I say, hey. Here comes, Lord bless me. Here comes the next 20 years of my basketball arguing career with Stat Boy right here. This where it can go. But boy, he was hot, boy. I can't believe this. They did this without Ja Morant. This is ridiculous. But Purdy, on a serious note,
I think Golden State probably came in the looking past that, like, okay, we can wrap this up.
Listen,
and them fellas came out and proved a point.
Joke of the year, Charles Barkley, and I quote: if Mike Brown didn't have that job in Sacramento, he's about to lose it.
Say it again.
You hear what Barkley say about Mike Brown? He says it's a good thing he got that job in Sacramento, because after these two games, he was gonna never get it. He's gonna lose it.
Actually, Stephen A. Smith said that this morning.
But he only mimicked what Charles Barkley said last night.
He said, you know, if this, he liked this guy, respect Mike Brown. He said, but if they didn't hire him before these two games, he might not get that job.
But you know something, Purdy, and I can be honest with you. Memphis should really be sitting in the locker room slapping us up. They dropped the game the other night, 101-98, that they should have won because they were up throughout that game.
I mean,
then they come back with the blowout.
Did Moran miss the job? Did Ja miss the layup that would have won the game?
And yes, and now I've been told by the texters, Earl, I have to refer to you as my spiritual advisor, Purdy.
We going with this again. We going with this again. That's finally something Peter was able to do.
No, you have fans, man, and it's more than one.
Okay.
Ever since that statement the other day, you have become my spiritual advisor.
Lord, I'm mercy.
But I think we're a better duo than that duo anyway. You're more spiritual and I'm funnier.
and more real.
And, well, anyway, I'm educated, but I don't think, so I'll leave that alone.
But everybody got a chance to go to South.
Lord. Now see, hold on. Don't remind you. You know, who to sign the checks for the Sockers at the end of the day when they graduate? St. Andrews the alumni.
They inherited that. They earned that from their brains.
It's all right. It's okay. You will work for us one day. Whoosh. There it is. Whoosh. There it is.
And then we just take it all from you.
I don't care. Look at the bottom of the check. No, but I tell you, y'all, I can't say nothing to y'all. Y'all want a swim meet, for God's sake. You know it's 2022. You never thought you'd see that in your lifetime, Purdy.
I take anything. Sox is the greatest.
I know you'll take it. Just how I take that Memphis 40-point blowout last night, that's my story, and I stick into it, of course.
No, but you know what I really take? Milwaukee had a gut check. Man, I got newfound respect for them last night.
Listen, you can't now. You can't tell. You need to call. You need to call your boy, Stat Boy. You go talk to Sancho right now. Sancho say Giannis is greater than Shaq and things in his prime.
That's a good argument. That's a very good argument because he has ball handling skills and pass and better ball handling skills. That's a good argument. Under the bucket, probably not, but more, you know.
He's listening right now, so you know I can get through the door and be like, you know, Uncle Earl was right.
I want to hear from your boy who called you out tonight, who gave me a little bit of heartache, who was sitting so pretty and smiling, very confident. I'm thinking this thing was over with Boston.
Boy, I tell you, I thought it was over myself because I thought Chris Middleton was gone. But Anyhow.
I ain't saying it over.
We got a text.
And I hear Middleton could be back for the next game.
Uh-oh. Business just picked up, eh? Listen, this text is for you. Tell Pearlie that the former prime minister went to SAC, so claiming SAC may not be such a good thing.
Now, guess what? You don't have everything perfect in anything. Only Jesus Christ is perfect.
There you go.
So I could find some other people who went to SAC from both sides of the divide that I cannot brag about. But
I'm sure
98% still a high passing mark, you know.
And Earl, if I leave it up to you, my spiritual advisor, you would probably let me know that if the Savior did actually attend high school anywhere around the globe, it would be St. Augustine's College, if he had to.
Probably did. Yeah, probably did.
I said it before you. All right, let's check out Today in Sports, Pearlie, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Happy hours every Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7. And don't forget that businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. And thanks for the ESPN update via Earl's phone, because he don't have it on silent. Today is Thursday, May the 12th. So let's jump on in. Here's Today in Sports, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Today is the 12th of May. And on this day in 1917, Omar Kaiman became the first imported horse to win the Kentucky Derby. 1950, the American Bowling Congress abolished its white males only membership restriction after 34 years. 1955, Sam Jones of the Chicago Cubs became the first black to pitch a no-hitter. The game was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1957, A.J. Foyt won his first auto racing victory in Kansas City, Missouri. In 1966, the St. Louis Cardinals played the first game at Busch Memorial Stadium. They won the game 4-3 over the Atlanta Braves. Pearlie, you like this one. 1970, the man who always said it's a great day to play baseball, Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs, hit his 500th career home run. 1970, Ernie Banks, great guy. 1972, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3 in 22 innings. The game was actually completed on May 13th. So it went from today into the 13th. 1982, the USFL, the United States Football League, was formed. And you know who one of the original owners in that league was?
Donald Trump.
Oh, God. And he had bad hair from then.
And Vince McMahon, too, right?
No, Vince McMahon was the XFL later on.
Yes, correct. You're correct. Yes.
1985, the New York Knicks won the first NBA draft lottery. And, of course, we know who that was, right? Ladies and gentlemen. All-American center from Georgetown University, Patrick Ewing. And they still claim to this day that lottery was rigged.
They can say what they want to say, because but that was from ping pong balls from then, right?
They had all kind of ping pong balls in there.
All right.
1996, Lance Armstrong became the first cyclist to repeat in the American Tour de Pont. 1997, Larry Bird was announced as the new head coach of the Indiana Pacers. In 1998, the Indiana Pacers head coach Larry Bird became only the third rookie head coach to win the NBA Coach of the Year award. 1998, the Atlanta Braves tied a National League record when they hit a home run in the 24th consecutive game. 1998, Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals hit a 527-foot home run at Busch Stadium. It was the longest home run in the history of that stadium. 1998, St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa recorded his 1,500th victory. And finally, in 2003, Churchill Downs Stewards announced that they had determined that Jose Santos had not done anything prohibited in his Kentucky Derby win. Sports quote of the day, ask not what your teammates can do for you, ask what can you do for your teammates. Magic Johnson.
Amen.
There you go. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearlie. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. David Slaughter. What's happening, man?
Good God, David Slaughter. How are you, man?
Good, man. I heard you were excited that SAC finally won a swim meet, but I wanted to remind you that back when I went to SAC in the 80s, we won the 83, 84, and 85 National Swimming Championships, just for the record.
Right, and then 86, 87, 89, 90, 91, 92. Who won them?
I wasn't there then, so I can't speak.
Yeah, I know.
don't try that. David, just bring him to the light to let you know that we're not only a track powerhouse, we also got some swimming in there too. And he led and, the team. And
we won the soccer pennant in 85 too. So St. Andrews wasn't just a powerhouse in soccer and swimming back then.
Yeah, but now look here. You all might have been seniors in 85, but I know in juniors we were undefeated in soccer. So I just never want to let 85 slide. But yeah, y'all did have some powerhouses. But Slaughter, good to hear from you. Quick question.
Good to hear from you, man.
I know you're still doing your bowling thing, man. So can we please get a commitment, man, when bowling is back in full swing, that you will be my bowling contributor here in the 242?
Absolutely. No problem, man.
All right. And you're still tearing up the lanes, I see.
Well, when the bowling alley opens, I will. But it's been closed for like 2 years. So
we got to get them back up and running, too. All right?
Yeah, man.
But I appreciate
you. Enjoy the show, man.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate you chiming in. And now you've given Earl plenty of fodder to deal with me with. He's going to remind me about swimming from 86, 87. So thanks so much, man. Always good to hear from old school friends.
David's mom was one of my favorite teachers in St. Augustine. She taught me accounting.
I wouldn't brag too loud because you can't really add too well. So, I mean, I know that's no reflection on her.
Listen, what would I add now? Back then, I was able to.
You know you made that too easy. I was looking fastball. There's a deep drive.
I just add the wrong things right now. I just add the wrong things right now. Was that numbers that might have been better off?
You know, somebody told me the other day, Pearlie, and I told him I really took it as a compliment, man. And I told him, I said, I really did. And I said, I'll make sure I mention it on the air. You know, somebody saw me in the food store the other day, and he said, you know, you and Pearlie remind me of Kornheiser and Wilborn. And I thought, I looked at it and I said, you know what? I said, thank you so much. And I took that as a real compliment, you know, Earl. Because I do enjoy watching them. And yes, they do talk fool like me and you and just go into, you know, whatever. But yeah.
I just ain't got nobody knucklehead.
I will. That's why. We got another caller? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, no, I call back again. That's first time, my brother.
What's going on, Double J? What you got for me?
No, when you started the sports thing a little early, and you made a lot of mistakes today.
What mistakes I made?
Michael Cooper was the best sixth man in history of NBA.
Hold on, JJ. Now, wait a minute. Get it clear for what I said now, okay? I said, according to Michael Jordan, the top three of all time to cover him, the hardest three that it was that he didn't like to play against because they played good defense on him. Number one was Joe Dumars of the Pistons, Stacey Augmon of the Hawks and the Portland Trailblazers. That's when he played against Jordan at that time, and partially with the Hornets. And then he mentioned Michael Cooper. He said those were the top three that were the toughest to go against. They defended me the best. They used to give me nightmares. I used to hate them.
Let me break down
the depths of how I know Michael Cooper. Not only was Michael Cooper a great NBA player, he was a medalist and a collegiate champion at the high jump at New Mexico State University. Okay. So when he came there, he used to rock the high shorts with the socks, with the pom-pom shorts, and he had the Cooper loop in addition to the three-point shot, the deadly set three-point shot, because if you let him set the shooter, he would kill you. He would play all-world defense. He was gangly. He was one of the few men that could go vertical and grab 50 cents off the top of the backboard.
That's right.
Not only that, when he did the Cooper loop and he used to point in the stands, it was always because he was pointing to his wife who would be sitting up there, and he'd catch the Cooper loop, and then when he put his hand up like that, that was always a tribute
to
his wife.
So Cooper had to be in high number three, man. Jordan's lying.
Well, you got to tell Jordan he lied. I only repeating what Jordan say.
That's what I call it, my brother.
But that don't make me wrong. And on top of that, before you tell everybody, I know you was going to win money in 1989, but Magic Johnson and Byron Scott pull a hamstring in the Detroit Pistons and the Mafia swing you.
It was my big money. Okay, I can't wait to see Magic Johnson, but he can give me some money back.
Yeah, man. We see Magic, we can shake him down for you. I guess he said, JJ, hold your cover. All right, JJ. Yeah, but Pearlie, you remember Michael Cooper, man.
Of course.
The Cooper Loop.
The Cooper Loop.
Listen, man, Michael Cooper was quite a defender. And what I liked about Mike, too, he would slap your head off if there was a problem.
I remember how he was when Ralph Sampson hit that bucket, too.
Yeah, boy. You and me both, I felt me and Cooper fell down the same way.
Wow.
Fell down the same way. Well, let's check out local sports real quick, Pearlie. All right, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And you know, it's all about that 2 for $11.50 mix and match menu. 2 for $11.50 mix and match at your favorite Burger King location. Everything comes with fries and soft drink, and you got the original chicken sandwich, the Big King, the 10-piece chicken nuggets, and, of course, the Big Fish. All of those, mix and match, two for $11.50 at your favorite Burger King location, available for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's check out the local sports scene, Earl the Pearl. And
I'm listening.
You got any jazz news for me? I'm gonna check that now. But what did Jacerato do yesterday?
He put one over yesterday.
Yeah, I was late in the game, but they beat the bejesus out of Arizona. What was it, 11-3?
Yeah, 11-3. Yeah, he had three RBIs, did a 3-run shot.
Yeah, 1-for-4, 3 RBIs, not bad at all.
Yeah, he had a good time. They're off today.
All right, well, we got a couple of things lined up for you locally, and I'm glad to see you have the big table tennis tournament set for next week, Saturday. Glad to see table tennis making a return. Got a lot of young kids involved. I think that was a sport that a lot of kids picked up in the pandemic because they were home. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if you're lucky enough to have a table tennis board, you got to play. But an effort to encourage longevity and competitiveness in the sport of table tennis locally, the Nassau Youth Table Tennis Club will host a tournament on Saturday, May 21st at the L.W. Young Junior High School on Bernard Road. The tournament is sanctioned by the Bahamas Table Tennis Federation. It's going to feature under 12, under 16, and under 19 divisions for both boys and girls. The tournament is free of charge. Water, light snacks, patties, and table tennis balls will be provided. There will be ample tables for the matches to be played on. So I think this is solid. Organizer of the event, Sudan Kalfani, said the table tennis corner, our community is finally getting itself back on its feet as they look to resume training and tournaments following the threat of the COVID-19 pandemic. So I'm glad to see they're getting back to play table tennis. And I think that's a good sport. A lot of kids want to have something to do, you know? That's something right there. And that's not too much. Not too much of an expensive sport to play. And also locally, Pearlie, we got the triathlon national set for this weekend. Story by Simba French in today's Guardian. The Bahamas Triathlon Association, the BTA, will host its national championships on Sunday, May 15th at Jaws Beach. And the first portion of the nationals, which encompasses swimming, gets underway at 6 a.m. The meet is a Karifta and Commonwealth Games qualifying event. And the 2022 Karifta Triathlon and Aquathlon. Is that how you say it? Aquathlon or Aquathlon? Either way. It's slated for September 23rd to 24th at Clearwater Beach, Southside, Bermuda. The Commonwealth Games will be held from July 28th to August 8th in Birmingham, England. BTA President Dorian Roach said he is happy that the national championships are returning for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. And we need to have Dorian on next week. If that event is going on the 15th, well, that's this weekend, we can have him in on next week and chop it up and see the results. Yep. Note to self, let's get Dorian on next week.
Yep.
And glad to see that Caribbean Bottling Company returns as a sponsor for the Kevin Johnson Basketball Camp. Glad to see that. You know, KJ does a great job with that camp. And some basketball news. Harvey heads to the Big South Conference. Bahamian collegiate basketball player Armand Harvey has left the Coastal Carolina University Chanticleers program and is now headed to the High Point, North Carolina, to play for the High Point University Panthers after using the National Collegiate Athletic Association transfer portal. I think it's a good move. That High Point Academy actually had a Laker come out of there. You remember Harvey, who used to play for the Lakers back in the day? He played at High Point.
Yeah, he's from High Point? I didn't know that.
He played at High Point in North Carolina, yeah.
Okay.
Boo Harvey, yeah, that was his nickname.
All right.
Now, Harvey is a Grand Bahamian native. And he made his announcement on social media, and he's going to make that transfer. So we'll keep an eye and see what he does in that move. All right? And that wraps up your – go ahead.
Sounds like a good plan. Hope it does well.
And that wraps up your home court segment, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Now let's get up into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, you got to check out Tropical Gyros right now. They're open till 6, so you still got time to get them right there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. Walk-in orders, takeout, and delivery available for you. Give them a call, 601-5752, 601-5752. Be sure to check them out on all of their gyros. And remember, like I always tell you, the Greeks may have invented the gyros, but Chef Comer and the crew over there, Tropical Gyros, perfected them. All right? So be sure to check them out today. And if you tell me off the top of my head, if you could give me one right now, man, look here, give me the Krok Kong gyro. My mouth watering. My God. All right. Well, who's in and who's out? Well, we got to talk basketball tonight. But who's definitely still in are the Milwaukee Bucks and the Memphis Grizzlies. Both making me look dead bad yesterday by actually winning.
Yep. But.
And I didn't. None of us expected the Grizzlies to win that game. None.
No, I thought it was over. I thought I really put that one in the oven. I thought the jello was getting hard. You know,
and I based my theory on the fact that Memphis had a winnable game without Ja, and they didn't do it. And I figured they were down 3-1, and that was it. You know what I mean? That was their momentum crusher. But boy, I tell you, they come out yesterday, and everybody and their ma was scoring for Memphis.
They came out determined. They came out determined. They played great basketball. I mean, it was impressive. Very
now,
impressive.
Now, here's the question: does it buy Ja some time? Does he not try to pull a Willis Reed? Does he not try to pull a Kobe? Get that extra treatment and show up one more to try to push it to 7 games.
I don't think he'll be ready for Game 6, but I think if he does, if they do win Game 6, he'll give it the old college drive for 7. But
yeah, and you know, maybe if they do get that far, you know, might be the big decoy of them all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They got to get through Game 6, and that's still going to be a tough pill to swallow, tough road to hoe. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, big man, I heard you say about the Kobe, or he could be do the LeBron down 3 games to 1 thing and make history. It could be that, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
You know, these brunsexuals, they cannot deal in irrelevance. Knowledge, you are right with me, but you know the most refreshing thing? The most refreshing thing about this year's playoffs is the fact that we don't have to see LeBron and we don't really have to hear from brunsexuals like yourself.
But I mean, all respect due to Kobe, he's no longer here. One of the greatest ever. Not the GOAT, but LeBron.
And
but
LeBron's not the GOAT. LeBron's far from the GOAT either.
If you make it
not
comparison.
The GOAT like LeBron?
Hold on, wait. What's the boy say?
Purdy, my spiritual advisor, Purdy, like is LeBron? Talking.
Your spiritual advisor, just like you, was an uncircumcised Philistine. And you all is talking a bunch of blasphemous words.
Listen,
against the king.
Listen. Well, listen to me. Between me and you, we may be Philistines, but we are not knee pad wearing, chapstick rocking, brunsexuals like yourself.
You could call it what you want if you make comparisons with your boy, who you are fair to be rolling with.
Who?
Just I think one and his history. I'll say it. It was never done before. It hasn't been done since.
What?
I suspect it's going to be a while before it's done again.
What? Down from 3-1?
Yeah, man.
That's what
yeah,
you. That's what
history.
You. Hold on.
Yeah,
that's what you holding your hat on.
No,
one of his 4 wins next to 6 losses in the NBA Finals.
Why do you always go to that crap, Naughty?
You have to deal with the greatest common denominator. And when you deal with numbers, and the greatest common denominator there is 6 losses.
When is it all said and done, Naughty?
He's still got 4 championships and 6 losses because he ain't going to the finals
Naughty,
no more.
Hold on, wait. Well, as much as you want Kobe, right? You realize that when the conversation is hot, Kobe's not being mentioned. The debate is LeBron or Mike.
You know, hold on, wait a minute. Because
it's facts though. Kobe was an outstanding
Listen, knowledge. The only really people who have that argument about Jordan and LeBron are Jordanites and brunsexuals. But people who live outside of Jordanism and brunsexuality, who look at basketball like basketball purists for what it is, such as myself and Pearly and others, we have that conversation. And if you really have any basketball IQ, you would know that the great conversation starts with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan. That's who you really need to have that conversation with.
But do you hear what the greats are saying about this debate about LeBron and Mike?
Are you hearing what the greats are saying about taking Kobe over LeBron? Have you heard them, or do I need to send you some links?
Do that for me, please, and then we can have the conversation. I haven't seen any of them.
You know why I don't say
that? No,
because the truth's going to hurt you, and I really don't need you hurting no more than you are, because you well in your feelings this year. LeBron didn't make it. He didn't get the scoring title. It's a major reason why the Lakers were an epic failure. He's the direct reason for my self-imposed Laker exile.
Did you see the interview with Jenny Buss just recently about her belief in the fact that AD and LeBron now could still do some things in L.A.?
with the uncertainty in the off season, but she knows the comment on Russell Westbrook.
I have been more in tune to hear what Phil Jackson had to say since I know he has an ear and pillow talk run deep. Old or new.
Anyway, we need to trade LeBron.
That's what Phil said. I'll trade him for a bag of Doritos and a case of Collect right now. Do it.
He's a
bad
person, that's why. And you don't like LeBron, and you say, hey, that's why.
And the Lakers have done what since he got there?
Won a championship.
Thanks to AD, because he piggybacked AD.
Hold on, your boy in the studio. Your boy right there, he ain't saying nothing.
Go ahead, Purdy.
Does he share the same sentiments that you do?
Because LeBron got to go.
Senior man, are you serious right now? What are you going to do?
Hey, that is spiritual advisor to you.
Listen to me, my brother. LeBron is bringing the Lakers down. LeBron was very selfish in the way he put up the numbers, scored 30, he played like great, but he didn't do anything to make the team better. He was hurt a lot. He hurt the Lakers. He's not been
hurt
for the Lakers.
Honestly, hey. I think that's perspective, and you know why I think it's perspective. And honestly, I think it's biased perspective. I don't even know if I call it perspective, because Naughty can never ever, he will never ever admit the contribution that this fella has made to the game and to the Lakers organization.
Wait a minute. What contribution has he made to the Lakers organization?
Shit, bro.
Look here. He, along with AD, made that contribution and several other players on that
team.
What contribution has he made? First year, he didn't make the playoffs. Don't run. Tote this. Take this sword when you go.
Go ahead.
He didn't make the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Second year championship, thanks to AD. Third year, thanks to AD.
Are you serious, mate?
Third year, got rolled out in a play-in game.
Fourth year, didn't even make it to the playoffs or the play-in game
because he sucks as a GM and went and lobbied for Westbrook, him and AD, thanks to Clutch Sports, because they two little puppets to Clutch Sports.
So now, in four years,
what has he done? Abstract failure. He is just as much as an uncircumcised Philistine as you, me, and Pearly. You're on here talking fool.
So tell me something. Trade deadline. So it was LeBron who decided not to get rid of Westbrook then?
Yeah, you know why? Because they wanted John Wall, a clutch client, to get traded, and Genie Bus finally
John
stood up
Wall
and told him to shut up.
John Wall is an injury-prone, soft potato, babe.
But that's what LeBron was lobbying for, my brother.
We should have pulled the trigger on Buddy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, you being a card-carrying profession, a bronsexual, you should have known that they wanted John Wall there because he's a clutch client, and they didn't get John Wall. That's why they caught the Genie Bus now. But anyway.
I'm not happy about it,
let me share this text with you before you go, Knowledge. Hey, Buddy, great show as well, bitch. What kind of bipolar friendship do you and Knowledge have? During politics, you all do agree on everything. During sports, you all want to kill each other. That's
because
why you're friends.
Tell your text because you was a hater.
No.
And you cannot see the greatness of the king, man.
They call me a hater. One king I see, and his great name is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. LeBron is the king of failure. That's all he is. And you're king, you silly bronsexual.
Great show.
Thank you.
Even
with your bronsexual contributions today. Yes, thank you. Let me take one more call, Mr. Quality and Mr. Producer, and we can go to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
You must be tired, baby.
Call back after the break. Spiritual advisor, let's go to the break, man. Hey, I can call you SA from here on out, all right? Spiritual advisor. You're the big SA. I like it, man. Producers say two thumbs up, too. That could break. Let's go to the break.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo, part of the King's Feast, at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads Thursday edition, 5:52 p.m. is the time. Real quick, Pearly, let's wrap up the NBA. Who you like tonight? Listen, man, I ain't going against the Miami Heat no more. I made that mistake. I think the Heat wrap it up tonight on the road. I think Jimmy Butler and the crew get it done tonight. We back with Pearly or we lost Pearly?
Guess what? I hear random amount. I had to unmute a second. I had to say some words. I didn't want to go over
But yeah, I ain't no problem with that.
I think the Heat will shut the door tonight. But something, my head telling me the Suns can close it out, but something telling me.
No, sir.
Just ain't gonna let it go like that.
I believe Luka forces the seven. I think Luka done win it on tonight. I like the Heat and the Mavericks to win tonight. That's what I like in the NBA. I like the Heat to get it done.
I can go with you.
And I like the Mavericks to stay alive.
I can go with you.
Now, got to look to the NFL. The schedule has been released, all right? Brady and the Bucs host Mahomes and the Chiefs in a Week 4 Super Bowl rematch. I'm going to see exactly where the Cowboys are playing and see how many road games we could go on this year, Pearly. We could do big things. We could get into the top, especially if it's a Thursday night game.
OB team coming to Miami and a bunch of these Pittsburgh Steelers fans I know already starting to plan junket there, so I don't know.
All right, we'll figure it out. Some news breaking in the NFL. Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy arrested for criminal tampering charges. And the Patriots make a trade. They trade backup quarterback Stidham to the Raiders to rejoin Josh McDaniels over there in Las Vegas. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on?
Tell me, man. Listen.
You see it coming last night?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Me and you talked. Yesterday, you was my last call before I got off. And what did I say? I took my pen and I was ready to go.
Me and you get bombarded yesterday. But listen, I really want to. Naughty, he is choker, so to speak, coming on phone talking anything. What? No baller. Don't even have an idea what basketball is all about.
You're talking about them Brun sexuals, eh?
The fella talking about Kobe and Osei.
Listen, that's how them Brun sexuals go, you know.
Listen to me. He don't listen to LeBron when LeBron talking. Kobe is his idol.
I know. I won't tell him that they're their feelings, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something. Some of these fellas, they on this air bagging, you know. They don't really know this game. Anyhow.
Let me ask you this question. Just humor me. You got to pick one. Kobe or Braun to start your team. Who you taking?
Kobe.
Thank you, sir.
100%.
All the time.
What kind of question
is that? But survey says that's the correct answer, Pearly. I just wanted to put it out there, you know?
But listen to this, though, Naughty. Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the Pearl, you sound like me and him got the same spirit when it comes to his team.
He's a Laker, he's a Dodger, and a Dolphin.
He's a Dolphin.
Yeah.
I'm a Dolphin.
Oh, God.
And let me share something with you. Don't care how the ball bounces this year, some hearts can be broken, and some souls can be amended back.
Well, I can tell you this right now. If the Dolphins win 10 games, and they get to 10 games early, I will let you and Pearly host the Friday editions all to yourself. You can talk Dolphin all day.
Because guess what? They ain't going to win 10 games. big hand for the whole ball. We ain't worried about who's talking about how much games we can win. We ain't into no Vegas and them. We ain't into them analysts and things. Because all of them is the air by again. We game for the whole ball this year.
So y'all saying Super Bowl?
Yes.
Not even on PlayStation with the cheat codes. Wake yourself up.
Listen to me.
I ain't that real.
I want you to be right there when we playing in the Super Bowl.
You know what? I ain't gonna really trouble it. You know why? Because yesterday, you say Memphis is going to lose, and heck.
Well, you said
hold on, wait a minute. That's what I said. And they won by 50.
Yeah. So
you never know. The Dolphins, I might be sitting here saying not even on PlayStation, and they may fool me. You never know.
But just what? Concerning that game last night, right? Tremont Green said the right thing, you know. See, when you see a dog, not a dog, when you get a cat back against the wall, watch out.
Yep, because they could claw you before they go down.
And that's what took place last night. They wasn't expecting that.
Well, guess what? If Memphis play them close one more time, you never know.
Come on, Naughty.
But can you imagine, though?
Once bitten what?
Listen, twice shy, but check this out. You know history got a way of repeating itself. Can you just imagine? Can you just imagine? If they do even it up at 3-3, and then we have a Ja Morant sighting like Willis Reed in the Garden with the New York Knicks, knee taped up, and he come out there and get one or two buckets to put them over, and they win. Can you imagine that?
Naughty, stop. Okay,
it could happen.
But Naughty.
It could happen.
It could.
Naughty, guess what? They had big fun. They enjoy that.
Yes.
You can see them sometime next year, boys.
I told Naughty, there's a maturation period. Last year, they got spanked up. This year, they come and show some guts and think of next year, if they make the right moves, that could be the team to beat next year.
They can be like how Jordan them was.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jordan get beat up a couple times.
Well, listen.
And from one team.
They get beat up again next year, too. Depends. Because the Milwaukee is the team, I think they are. They might be, you know, but...
Yeah,
I'm going to show you.
Ron, he got plenty time. He's a young fella. And that's a young team.
But listen, my producer say he's a Patriot, and that's enough talk for you, Dolphins. And I got to wrap it up because the news is coming up. So I want to thank you for chiming in. Hit me again tomorrow. Have a good night and enjoy the games. Purdy, my spiritual advisor, we'll talk again tomorrow. It's been fun. Who your Dodgers got tonight?
We got Bryce and his company coming in town.
Ooh, I might have to keep an eye on that game tonight in between basketball because you know Bryce like to hit up on them Dodgers.
The Pirates Sheamus this week, but they take 2 out of 3. We got to put this up on B and take it out on Philly.
Earl, but what was it last year? Who was the team last year that sucked and kept beating the Dodgers? Who was it? There was a team that was just terrible, and every time they played the Dodgers, they beat them.
Yes. Might have been San Diego.
But anyway. Until tomorrow, my brother, be safe. Enjoy your games tonight. Good luck with your Dodgers. Everybody who chimed in today on the text lines, on the call lines, my talking heads, great stuff. Good show. We'll see you again tomorrow. If you can't be good at it, Bahamas. Hasta mañana. We see you tomorrow.
Adios.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, it's John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.